Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by joint manager Neil Baker. Very disappointing night, Neil.
Yeah, don't know. You don't really know where to start. We started off all right. First 5 minutes, we seemed to adapt to what was really, really tough conditions. And then a ball over the top where I believe he might have been offside. It was a bit touch and go. I couldn't really see. We were appealing for it. And they've put the ball in the back of the net to make it 1-0, which is obviously a poor start. We then conceded a second 3 or 4 minutes later, which has to be one of the biggest jokes I've ever seen. The lad's clearly offside. He's probably a yard or 2 yards offside. The linesman hasn't seen the lad's touch.
So for those people that weren't here, it was a ball played through and one striker almost just intercepted slightly, gave a slight flick on and the other striker was in front of him.
Yeah, the referee thought that it had gone, and the linesman thought it had been one ball that had gone straight through to the lad, and which at the time he wouldn't have been offside, but with the touch it was just it was an absolute disgraceful decision. That makes it 2-0. We concede maybe 2 minutes later, a poor goal, 3-0. We then start to play ourselves back into the game to a degree, and then Scotty, lets in an absolute shocking fourth goal. He's got to do much better. And then five, and you're absolutely shell-shocked. 5-0 down at half-time, and they scored five from six chances. They were absolutely clinical, but we were absolutely woeful for 45 minutes.
What can you put it down to? On paper, it's the same 11 players that went out and put in such a performance. Very different game, obviously, Saturday against Leamington. But I know the people. People might look at excuses or what you might as excuses. The journey, etc.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We've had a 10-15 minute warm up, if that. We've got here at 7:10. It's taken almost 4 hours to get here. That doesn't help, clearly. But we've had it before. We went to Corby 2 years ago where people got there 15 minutes before the game and ended up putting in a brilliant performance. There's no rhyme or reason for it. We just didn't, we didn't get ourselves going. They were first to everything. The pitch was tough for both sides, but they played it better than us first half. And we went in at half time and we said game's completely done. It's about showing a bit of character second half, trying to get back into at least not concede and try and win the second half and make it less embarrassing. And they've done that, to be fair. We've had a few chances second half, and they haven't really caused us any problems second half. But the damage is done in the first 45 minutes. They know their game's won. We know the game's lost, and it is what it is. But it was an awful 45 minutes. Probably my worst 45 minutes in management, and I'm sure the same for John. I've never been in a position like that. It was very, very tough and very difficult to know what to do because, we said at half time there were some real senior players in that change room, and it's criminal that they allowed that to happen. It did, and we have to learn from that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put your finger on exactly why it happened. There wasn't, the hunger didn't seem quite there. The accuracy wasn't there.
Listen, it doesn't help when you have a horrendous decision to go. You've just had a 3.5-4 hour journey, and you find yourself 2-0 down after 10-11 minutes. That does not help you. I'm not saying that's the reason why we were 5-0 down at half time, because there's still a lot of football to be played. But an absolutely diabolical decision has cost us a second goal, and I think we lost our shape for sort of 5-10 minutes, and I say we found ourselves 4-0 down. The fourth goal should never happen. If we keep ourselves 3-0, even 3-0 at half time, you're still in with a chance in the game, because one goal can change the whole complex of the game. But the lads just drilled a ball towards Scotty, and it's, I mean, he shouldn't be getting beaten. It's as simple as that. So,
yeah. And then after that, obviously, half time, you say you went in, had a few words. There were some changes, made some changes, brought obviously Ash on and Warren on, changed a little bit of shape as well.
Yeah, we went to a midfield four. You know, tried to play a little bit more narrow as a four. Threw Ash on up front. You know, it's horrible conditions, horrible pitch. And we thought, well, you know, at least he'll go and put himself about a little bit. You know, maybe a little bit harsh on Gav, but to be honest, you know, we could have made 10, 11 substitutions. I mean, we brought Webby off. Webby had got himself booked for dissent. You know, and we said at half time, we're not going to make the night any worse. We're not going to get somebody sent off, or you know, booked again for a poor decision or a dissent or anything like that. So, you know, we said to them at half time that we're going to make a couple of changes, and you know, we knew the game was done. So it is what it is.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of players that were perhaps 8-9s on Saturday come out maybe, you know, really low today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at, I mean, Sean's probably had you know, his worst game for the club tonight. Stoney wasn't much better. You know, you could look at the back four, the keeper, all round. To be honest, it's you know, I'm not one to sort of pick out names normally, but it was so poor for 40 minutes. But you know, they did show a bit of character second half, and they had a go. We spent most of the half in their half, and we had a bit of a go, and that's the only positive you can take out of tonight.
Yeah, and obviously it's one game in isolation. There's a big season ahead, still plenty of points to play for. If I'd have asked you ahead of the weekend, ahead of Leamington, ahead of Kings Lynn, saying you actually came away from those two games with 3 points, you'd have been all right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people said, you know, if we'd picked up two draws, you know, it would have been a good sort of few days. I said to John before the game, I'd have been happy with a point tonight. You know, knowing the journey that we had, and you know, it's a difficult place to come on a Tuesday night. You know, we thought it would be tough, and I'd have been more than happy with 4 points. So, you know, 3 points, yeah, that's what we've got. You know, disappointing because we wanted to come and get at least a point here, and we haven't done that. But as you say, it's a game in isolation. We're still in that top five, and you know, we need to bounce back again on Saturday.
And finally, a word for the fans. There was not many in number, but they certainly made up for it in voice.
No, they were brilliant. You know, they, you know, 5-0 down, what, you know, what can you expect, you know? But they sang and they got behind the lads, and obviously, you know, we rewarded them with a couple of goals, and we made sure that everyone went over there at the end, because it's a hell of a journey. So, you know, massive, massive respect for them and how they supported us tonight.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Neil. Hope that the weekend goes better, and I'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.